Randy Auchscher. He's the Green Party candidate for the 115th state representative seat. Randy, how you been, buddy?
I've been doing all right. Been busy just like everybody.
Yeah? How's campaigning in COVID?
It's a very strange experience. There are events, but of course I'm sitting in my home doing the events. And so, a lot of social media. One thing that hasn't changed is spending weekends putting out yard signs. So that part is still the same.
Right. You know, COVID has affected the way we see a lot of things here. But, you know, you're no stranger to running for office. You've had a vision. You've talked about it many times with me. And when it comes to COVID, I mean, and you pull that off the table, you envision things that you would try to accomplish when you got to Springfield. Give me an example. What was it you wanted to go to Springfield to do?
Well, I mean, when it comes to COVID, I think that either Illinois has to sort of pick up where the federal government has dropped the ball on preparedness for things like epidemics and pandemics so that we're not caught as badly off guard as we were this past time. I'm not one of those people who thinks that the federal government ought to be doing everything for us. And so I see no problem with innovating at the state level and saying, hey, we have the resources here in Illinois to be prepared for things that happen. And when it comes to healthcare, I'm really worried about the folks who may lose their healthcare. I never liked the Obamacare plan, but we need something. I think it could be simpler. I think it could be less expensive. And so I have an article on single-payer health care plans and the ones that I think work up on my blog if anybody wants to read about it. It's quite a detailed piece. And so that's randyauchscher.net if anybody wants to look at it.
All right. Now, when it comes to economic recovery, there were really two kinds of issues here. You go back just a few short months, and we had a hard time finding people to fill all the jobs. They may be not the best-paying jobs, but there were job openings everywhere. Well, now it's not so much about the jobs as it is the people that provide the jobs. Economic recovery is going to be an important thing here. And, of course, we had our own intrinsic issues, which you and I have talked on more occasions. Economic recovery, what has to be done to be able to get Southern Illinois back in gear at the end of COVID?
Well, a lot of the things that needed to be done before, and part of the reason is as you well know, our state has been chasing small businesses out to Missouri and Indiana and anywhere else that will be less punitive in terms, especially of taxes. We need a complete restructuring of our tax system, and in particular, the current plan that Pritzker has proposed does not bring enough relief to small businesses. That should be priority number one, because keeping the small businesses operating is keeping the job providers operating. And so one of the things that we ought to do right away, and we should have the political will to do it now because of COVID, is to take a really serious look at how it is that taxation has made it almost impossible, and workers' comp as well needs to be completely restructured so that people who might become full-time employers at a living wage, they instead of doing that, they hire people as independent contractors to get around workers' comp. And workers' comp is also, it's killing our police forces because the police forces will not do the physical training that really the officers require, out of fear that they'll be injured, and then they'll have to pay workers' comp. And so this just doesn't work in its current form. So those would be two things that I would immediately say. It's like, we got to rework what the governor is proposing, assuming that the Fair Tax Amendment passes, and make sure that small businesses are taken care of first.
All right,
I'm not as worried about the middle class, because I believe that everybody knows what to do there. What we're not doing that we need to do is take care of small businesses.
And, of course, when it comes to the state of Illinois, and I mentioned this yesterday, everybody says, well, no, people don't believe science and science. Math is a science, too. And math tells us that the state of Illinois has a debt problem, COVID or not, right? We look at these general estimated funds payable. As of this morning, $8,847,958,911.74. That does not include the $2.25 billion in short-term borrowing. A lot of people say pensions. It's all about pensions. Well, pensions is a component, but Illinois has a spending problem, and science tells us this. We're behind the eight ball big time. How do we get out? And we'll talk more about fair tax in a minute, but it's specifically this debt, Randy.
Well, and I definitely have a plan for that. First of all, you are looking at something like a century of mismanagement, and so the problem came on slowly. It won't be solved quickly, but I've put up on my website a discussion of the LaSalle Street tax. We have a lot of extremely wealthy people using our technological infrastructure in Chicago. If you put a $1 or $2 tax, and that's less than the tax on a pack of cigarettes, on the typical exchange of a contract on LaSalle Street in Chicago, those contracts are about $200,000 a piece on average. Nobody's going to notice that, and it can raise up to $12 billion a year. And so getting out of debt, I think having the international community pay for the use of Chicago is not a bad idea, especially when you can't go down the street and buy a pack of cigarettes without paying more than that on that exchange. They tax everything you exchange, and yet it's free to exchange contracts on LaSalle Street at the Commodities Exchange. I just don't see that. And so, given that that can raise something on the order of $12 billion a year, we really could be out of debt in 4 or 5 years.
Fair tax, right? And here's the thing, Randy. You and I have been around. We didn't fall off the cabbage wagon yesterday, did we? We've heard this before. We'll raise this tax. We'll raise that tax. We'll be fine. We'll have the lottery. We'll be able to pay it. Fair tax. We'll fix the issues. Well, we've heard this before, haven't we?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm for changing the Constitution, but there's a big difference between changing the Constitution and adopting Pritzker's proposal. I don't see the point in changing the Constitution unless we're also going to get rid of all these regressive taxes like, you know, the one I mentioned on cigarettes. I don't smoke, but I feel for the people who do, because every time, you know, the state of Illinois, the gas tax, pretty much if you like it, they tax it. We have to get rid of that stuff, because that's part of what's killing this state, is that because the Constitution doesn't enable them to levy the income tax the way they would, you know, the way that a sensible state would, and hold the legislature responsible for what it does. Instead, we have a million little taxes, so that they're just running us over with the taxes. And so I think a complete reform is the opportunity we get if we vote for changing the Constitution. That is not the same as voting for the plan that Pritzker has put forward. The legislature has to approve that, and that would be a second step. And I like some things about his plan, and I don't like other things about it. The thing I don't like about it is it doesn't repeal these regressive taxes.
We're speaking with Green Party candidate, 115th Representative seat, Randy Auchsher, this morning. The thing, Randy, I think most about you, that, and people have heard it, I think, in particular when we were talking about fair tax and these contract ideas when it comes to taxing in Illinois. But you have profoundly different view from the Green Party than people are accustomed to from the Democratic or Republican Party. I was hoping you could give me a prime example that we haven't already spoke about that symbolizes and illustrates the profound different stance that you have when you look at this seat.
Well, one of the things that I would just immediately point out is I can play ball with anyone, but I don't have to play ball with anyone. That it puts me in a position, so just the two-party system has got us handcuffed, in my opinion. I there are plenty of things that Democrats say that I agree with, and there are plenty of things the Republicans say that I agree with. I honestly think I could not only be a peacemaker up there in the sense that, you know, I can, because I don't have a Madigan standing over my shoulder. I don't have anybody standing over my shoulder telling me what I have to do. That enables me to go back and forth and to say, don't we really have these things in common? And so, I mean, I take my Green Party affiliation to be just an affirmation of an awful lot of common sense, and I'm allowed to follow common sense, and I'm also allowed to listen to the people down here, and the very first thing I'd do if elected is get on the phone to the county boards, the chambers of commerce, and my colleagues down here in the neighboring districts and say, what do we got in common? Why aren't we working together? Why can't there be a Southern Illinois caucus? Never mind whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. We've got common interests down here. And we need to be planning and working together. We have to be talking to each other. And I honestly think that Chicago just doesn't care about us. And so we need to care about ourselves. And that can be done. And I can do it.